This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 7th of November 2021. Today is the contesting edition of News West, and we have news of contests coming up and a brief mention of last week's CQWW single sideband contest where the Aussie VK, VJ and VL 2x1 call signs had their first airing. The studio team this week consists of Jeff, Mike and Roy on the voices, Andrew sweeping the cutting room floor, and I'm Bob VK6POP, the News West producer.
The CQWW contest was on last weekend, and it's touted as the largest amateur radio contest on the world contesting calendar. For the first time, Aussie stations were using the 2x1 call signs, and these were met with some mixed reactions, from cries of pirate to congratulations on your new contest call sign. The introduction of the VJ and VL prefixes caused some confusion, with some DX stations refusing to log the contact. It seems it will take a bit of time for the word to get out there. Apparently, the propagation conditions were very good, in spite of the coronal mass ejection that was due to hit Earth over the weekend. So, did you have a go at the CQWW contest? Did you live to tell the tale? If you did, how about telling the tale to us? And we can put it to air in the next contesting edition of News West. Send your story as an email attachment to newswest@vk6.net.
In a news release a few days ago, the ACMA announced that a new online payment form is live on the ACMA website. The ACMA announcement said that the new payment form is the first of a number of features that will be published over the next few months. The payment form has been designed to be easy to use, accessible, mobile-friendly, and works across all modern browsers. The new form also addresses a number of reported issues that users experienced with the old payment form. The form is available from the front page of the ACMA website, acma.gov.au. Just look up in the top right-hand corner of the page, and there's a teal-coloured rectangle with the text, "Make a Payment." Click on that, and you're off and running. Please remember that you can't pay your licence fee until you have an invoice from the ACMA. You need the invoice number to make a payment. If you need more information on using the online payment form, please contact the ACMA's Customer Service Centre at info@acma.gov.au.
The Worked All Europe Ritty Contest is in November on the second full weekend, and this year it's next weekend, Saturday, November the 13th, 2021, at midnight UTC until Sunday, November the 14th, 2021, at 23:59 UTC. There are three operator categories. Firstly, single op low, maximum output 100 watts all bands, only one signal permitted at any time. Secondly, single op high, output higher than 100 watts all bands, only one signal permitted at any time. Thirdly, multi-op. Band changes are allowed every 10 minutes. This includes all activities of a main station, including QSO and QTC traffic and CQing. Only one exception. Working of a multiplier. Other transmitters may be used in parallel to the main station to work multipliers on other bands. Note, transmitters, receivers and antennas used in the contest must be located within 2 kilometre diameter circle. The use of DX spotting nets is allowed in all categories. So whether you're a keen RTT operator or would like to have a go, we suggest you visit the DARC website to view the rules, especially those that limit which part of the bands you may operate in, and there's more that you need to know. To find the rules of the WAE RTT contest, the easiest way is to Google WAE RTT and you land on the English language website version.
This is News West from VK6 ARN, produced by amateurs for amateurs, purely about the hobby of amateur communication and experimentation.
Sincere apologies to Clive and the RAOTC members for omitting Clive's reminder in last week's news. Bob, VK6POP, was away from home for a week and produced the news in less than favourable conditions, and it slipped his notice. Bob promises that next time he'll apply to the boss for extra pay for compiling the news in poor conditions. The November-December edition of the Surrey Amateur Radio Club's e-magazine is now available for download or online viewing. This beautifully produced magazine has something for everyone: history, news and information, technical items, and even some humour. And what's more, it's free. The magazine is available on the SARC website, or just ask Uncle Google to look for Victor Echo 7, Sierra Alpha Romeo, and you're there. Prawnheads is the Perth Radio and Wireless Noodle House Eating and Discussion Society, and it's a mouthful, which meets for lunch at noon every Wednesday at the UNI restaurant in Northbridge. Except when they don't. Prawnheads are dining at another location on the 17th of November. They're off to Mandra at the Irish pub on the foreshore. The get-together is at 12 noon. If you're not a regular prawnhead but would like to attend, let us know so you can be included at a table. Send an email to newswest@vk6.net and all will be well.
The Japan International DX Single Sideband Contest is on next weekend. The objective is for amateurs around the world, DX, to contact JA stations in as many JA prefectures plus JD1 islands as possible, and for amateurs in Japan to contact DX stations in as many DXCC entities and CQ zones as possible. This phone contest starts on Saturday, the 13th of November at 0700 UTC through to Sunday, 1300 UTC. With this contest, you can choose single band entry, so that could prove interesting for you. As usual, it would pay you to visit the contest rules if you're going to have a go. You'll certainly be busy if you do enter the contest, as the Japanese are very keen on contesting and DXing. The website to go to is jidx.org.
The Hills Amateur Radio Group has decided to have a go at getting local hams together a bit more, and they thought one way to start the ball rolling would be to run a field day. So they've chosen the 27th of November for the amateur community to get together, and you're all invited to meet the HAG group at 12 noon at the Bill Shaw Reserve, situated at the corner of Grove and Canning Roads in Wollaston, which is just 5 minutes from their club rooms. Canning Road is the main drag through Kalamunda, and if coming from the Perth side, keep driving south on Canning Road and you'll find it. It's at one of the roundabouts. Lunch is available from the famous Wally Deli just across the road from the park. They have a great selection of fresh food and drinks at very reasonable prices. This was not an advertisement, merely advice. The location again, the Bill Shaw Reserve, corner of Grove and Canning Roads in Wollaston, from 12 noon onwards on Saturday the 27th of November. And that's the Hills Amateur Radio Group. Good on them for getting that going. And for those who are listening elsewhere or couldn't get on to the callbacks, NewsWest offers a simple online form to register your callback and give feedback. It's a quick and easy form. It asks for your call sign, where you heard the news, for instance, 80 metres, podcast, VK6, RAP, etc. And there's a spot to make any feedback comments. If you don't have a call sign, it doesn't matter. Put your name or something you'd like to identify yourself with. The form is accessed via a big brown button on the front page of our website, which is vk6.net, and the button says Record Callbacks Here. We'd love to get nice feedback, and here's a few recent comments that were made on that feedback form. One person said, "Thank you for an excellent service." Well, that was short and sweet, but to the point. Another says, "Great information on the WIA and how they conduct themselves. I hope this makes others question how the Wireless Institute are doing business on behalf of the VK amateur radio community." And another one says, "Excellent program for this weekend, the 24th of October, 2021. An appropriate balance of local and nationally important news and some history as well. When I hear of the Great Australian Bite Project, for some reasons, I think of Vegemite as well. Silly, eh? Well, maybe it was, but it was a good comment. So please do keep up the feedback and the comments. We love to hear it, especially when it's nice. But you can also be constructively critical as well. Nothing wrong with that.
G'day, this is Mark, VK2KI and VK6QI, with news about the upcoming Slow CW corroboree. The Peel Amateur Radio Group in Western Australia continues to promote CW for both newcomers to the art and oldies like me who've let the skill wither on the vine somewhat. The event will be open to all amateurs and shortwave listeners, irrespective of where they call home. So the group will run the 3-hour, 80-metre Slow CW corroboree on Sunday morning, December the 4th. Times are from 2300 Zulu on December 3rd to 0200 Zulu on December 4th, which is, of course, 7am to 10am WA time or 10am to 1pm Eastern Daylight Time on December the 4th. So this event is designated as a corroboree, reflecting its nature as a friendly opportunity to get together and have fun rather than trying to crack any records. So it's a great opportunity for anyone who's thinking about exploring the art of CW to have a go in a safe, simple and mainly fun environment. So SOTA and VKFF folks who'd like to get the best bang for their QRP buck, for instance, might find this useful, and it'll also be a great fun. It'll be great fun for CW oldies as well. And you don't have to try to stretch your near vertical incidence 80-metre propagation to reach WA at that time. All contacts, anywhere, will score points, providing you exchange call signs, RSTs and serial numbers. So, for details, go to the PARG website, that is www.parg.org.au. So that's Papa Alpha Romeo Golf.org.au, and click on the What's New page to find the link to the SCW December 21 area. So here you'll find the event guidelines and even a handy dandy hints page on simple slow CW QSOs. And by the way, thank you to all who participated in the third Peel Amateur Radio Group Slow CW Powwow, which was held in September. Congratulations to both Andrew, VK1DA, for taking out the event, and the runner-up, John, VK3BSE. So, noted in your diary, it's the 3-hour, 80-metre Slow CW corroboree on December 4th, starting at 10am Eastern or 7am WA time. Cheers, and hope to catch you on that Saturday morning. I'm Mark Bosmer, VK2KI and VK6QI, for the Peel Amateur Radio Group.
In Western Australia and beyond, News West is available on air, online and on demand. Visit our website vk6.net to find out how. This is VK6 Amateur Radio News.
The ARRL 10-metre contest is on the weekend of the 11th and 12th of December. The contest begins midnight UTC Saturday and runs through to 23:59 UTC Sunday. You may operate for a maximum of 36 hours out of the 48-hour period. Off times must be at least 30 minutes long. The objective of this contest is for amateurs worldwide to exchange QSO information with as many stations as possible on the 10-metre band. This contest is only for the 28 MHz band. Both phone and CW may be used. You may contact stations only once per mode. As usual, you should look at the contest rules before putting up an entry.
We've got over 100 years of amateur radio history in this country, and next week we'll be sharing some of it with you. We source many of our history items from historic amateur radio magazines that are archived on Will's website. We also research amateur radio news from archived newspapers at the National Library of Australia's Trove website, and it really is a treasure trove of information from the past. There's another source that we don't use to any degree, and that's your recollections. If you were part of pioneering or building something amateur radio in the past, your story will be interesting to other people in amateur radio. There's a few ways you could share your story with us. You could write and record it and send your recording to us. Or you could write your story, sending text to us for a team member to record, or send us an email and set up a Skype meeting, and we can record and edit the conversation in order to tell your story. Some people have expressed the opinion that it's our job, News West's job that is, to find all of this material and service it up to the amateur radio community. Well, we do that, as described above. But we can't Google what's in your head. I mean, after all, who would want to go delving inside the head of the average amateur? It's scary to be thinking about it in there. So, it's up to you. History doesn't have to be something from 50 to 100 years ago. It can be a story of how something came to be, or an event from your memory. The whole amateur radio community would be grateful to hear your story about something that happened in your amateur radio life. So, that's it in a nutshell. Send us your story via email to newswest@vk6.net.
Good morning, it's me once again, Roy, VK6 X-Ray Victor, with this week's helpline for the 6th of November. Today we have wandered looking for a CW filter to suit a Yaesu FT817 transceiver, such as a Yankee Fox 122 Charlie or a Yankee Fox 122 Charlie November. Please contact Mark, VK6QI, if you can help him, 0418 161 773, at 0418 161 773, either phone or SMS. Still looking for squid poles for Mark. That's VK6 Bravo Sierra Alpha. He's looking for 10 to 12 metre squid poles. If you have access to your requirement, please contact him on 0408 688 903, 0408 688 903, or email vk6bravosierraalpha@iinet.net.au. Next wanted item is a diamond Charlie Papa 6 Sierra HF vertical antenna covering 80 through to 6 metres on all radios and traps, etc. If you have them, please, it must be in good working condition. You may call VK6 Fox Romeo Lima Romeo on 0439 997 863, SMS or phone 0439 997 863. Also wanted, looking for a 8 pin did lead, part number 808 Kilo Mike Delta Dash 8 Papa. It's a lead for a radio Yaesu, I don't know what model, to a AT897 antenna tuning unit. Phone Kim 0414 328 225, 0414 328 225. Next, for sale, a Kenwood TS50 HF transceiver, radio in good condition, includes power cable, microphone and hard carrying case. Price $600 or best offer. Phone Neville, VK6 Juliet Delta Whiskey, 0439 197 450, 0439 197 450. Thank you, says Neville. Next we have a collector's item. It's a Grundig, or a Grundig if you prefer, Majestic All-Wave Radio, model 3086. It's an 8-valve radio, covers long-wave, medium-wave, short-wave, all European VHF channels as well, in good working order. Large wooden cabinet, excellent condition, comes complete with original cardboard container, or the box, if you like. It is a genuine collector's item. For technical information and more photos, please Google Grundig Majestic 3086. Price is negotiable. Contact Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, if you're interested in this collector's item. Price is negotiable. The email address is Charlie Sierra Whiskey Alpha Lima Lima India Sierra at hotmail.com. Again, that's Charlie Sierra Whiskey Alpha Lima Lima India Sierra at hotmail.com. Now on to the for sale items. Part of a deceased estate for Les Edmondson, VK6 Echo Bravo. We have a Yaesu Fox Tango 1000 HF 200 watt transceiver. with an MD-100 desk microphone, $1,500, a Yaesu Fox Tango Victor 1000 transverter, 50 MHz, 200 watts, $500 for that. There's an ICOM IC756 HF transceiver with a matching ICOM SP21 speaker, ICOM power supply, SM8 desk microphone, original box is $900, a Bird 43 3-line watt meter, 1 kilowatts and 50 watts and 10 watt elements, $500. There's a Cushcraft Mike Alpha 5 Bravo HF antenna, 3-element beam, 10, 12, 15, 17, 20 meter band, $700. A Yaesu G650 rotator and controller, $550. A power supply, 30 amp. Solid state, $150. An ICOM speaker, SP20, $150. A Morse key, high mount, hotel kilo, 708, $50. A Bird dummy load, 1 kilowatt continuous model, 8833, $500. And you may contact David on 0419-163077. 0419-163077. The next item for sale, the Raycal RA17, had this one on last week with a spare RA17. Both work, $500. Also a 19-inch rack cabinet from an old NDB. That's a non-directional beacon for the uninitiated. $100 for that. Phone Charlie on 0419-964-589. I'll go again. 0419-964-589 or email to Delta Oscar Charlie November Alpha Delta India November at bigpond.net.au. Finally, we have for sale Rotator, a KR2000 controller only, looks good, $10 only. A Hanson VSWR meter model Fox Sierra 5, 10 to 100 watts, excellent condition, $35, already in this offer. A Victor frequency counter model VC1365, two input, one to 50 megs and the other 50 to 2.4 gigahertz. Excellent condition, $60. An extension speaker by ICOM, a Sierra Papa 20, excellent condition, $25. A Kenwood TS430 transceiver, very good condition and performing with the original manual, $175. A Dick Smith Electronic 100 watt 2 meter amplifier with manual, very good condition, $50. Anyone interested in any of those, please contact 0477-662817, 0477-662817, or 0408-251-498, 0408-251-498, email to Ron and Marie at bigpond.com. And that, my friends, after a bit of a dog's breakfast, is all for this morning. Thank you once again for the helpline listening audience this morning. It's Roy VK6XRayVictor. My email address, VictorKilo6XRayVictor@bigpond.com. And until we meet again next week, 7-3.
Thanks for listening. Whether you listened on air, online, or via semaphore flags, we're glad you did. News West goes to air every Sunday of the year, including the Christmas and New Year weekends. So be warned in advance that production day is Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. Anything might happen. Did anyone spot an aurora during the week? I believe it was a possibility. And did anyone get stuck into the height and propagation, even though it was likely to be wiped out by the CME? Please tell us your stories. Now please stick around for the callbacks or record yours at vk6.net. by clicking on that big brown box. Thanks to all who make the news and broadcasts, podcasts and downloads possible. Now let's get out of here and get on air and make some noise.